UK's Office of Communications, Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, TikTok, and X rank as the top five news sources for individuals age 16 to 24.
随着 TikTok、YouTube 和 Instagram 等平台成为年轻人获取新闻和娱乐的主要渠道，北京也相应调整了其信息传播策略，以迎合年轻人的使用习惯。据英国通信管理局数据显示，16岁至24岁的年轻人获取新闻的前五个来源分别是 Instagram、YouTube、Facebook、TikTok 和 X 平台。
An Ipsos poll found that nearly half of young people trust influencers and 55% access information from them every day.
Ipsos 的一项民调发现，近一半的年轻人信任网红，而且有 55% 的人每天都会从他们那里获取信息。
This shift has turbocharged China's so-called influencer diplomacy.Some Western content creators have started sharing tearful travel vlogs from places like Xinjiang, videos that critics argue whitewash human rights concerns.
这种变化加速了中共所谓的网红外交。一些西方内容创作者开始发布来自新疆等地的愉快旅行视频，而批评者认为这些视频是在粉饰人权问题。
This trend echoes a precedent set in 2023, when fast fashion giant Shein invited influencers on a complimentary tour of its Guangzhou factory. Shein faced accusations of forced labor and unsafe work conditions. TikTok personality Destine Sudith later shared a video depicting a clean factory with happy workers.When Shein reiterated its zero-tolerance policy on forced labor, the video was swiftly taken down amid public backlash.
例如2023年，当快时尚电商平台 Shein 面临强迫劳动和工作环境不安全的指控之际， Shein 邀请网红免费参观其位于广州的工厂。随后 TikTok 网红德斯丁·沙杜斯发布了一段视频，展示的是一家干净的工厂和快乐的工人。尽管希因重申其对强迫劳动零容忍的政策，但该视频因引发公众强烈反弹而很快被删除。
Amid mounting concerns over TikTok's data practices and national security risks, a new player has quietly risen in its wake, RedNote.Known in China as Xiao Hongxu, RedNote has rapidly gained traction among users leaving TikTok following a U.S. Supreme Court decision in January 2025 that upheld a federal law restricting the platform.
在外界对 TikTok 的数据处理方式和国家安全风险日益担忧之际，一个新的平台 RedNote 登场了。它的中文名叫小红书。在2025年1月，美国最高法院裁决维持限制 TikTok 的联邦法律后， RedNote 迅速吸引了大量离开 TikTok 的美国用户。
While countries like the United States and India have placed restrictions on Chinese-owned platforms like TikTok, experts warn that bans alone won't be enough to counter Beijing's evolving playbook.
尽管美国和印度等国家已经对 TikTok 等中共拥有的平台实施了限制，专家警告说，单靠封禁措施并不足以应对北京不断演变的信息战策略。
The rise of RedNote illustrates the broader strategy. While the app presents a sleek, apolitical exterior, its original Chinese name,Xiao Hongxu carries ideological ties to the CCP. Some analysts believe the app's success could signify a new front in China's long-term soft power ambitions and a potential erosion of digital sovereignty in the West.
Red Note 的出现表明中共更广泛的战略布局。虽然该应用表面上呈现出一种时尚且无关政治的形象，但其原名小红书在意识形态上与中共保持一致。一些分析人士认为，这款应用的成功可能预示着中共在长期软实力战略中开启了新的战线，也可能加剧西方数字主权的流失。
Ivanov observed that today's Chinese influence efforts rely less on official news channels and more on cultural infiltration. China's increasing use of influencers is extremely concerning. You can't stop it anymore. Pandora's box has opened.
Ivanov 指出，当今中共的影响力运作越来越少依赖官方新闻渠道，而更多是通过文化渗透起作用。他说，中共国日益频繁地利用网红是一个极其令人担忧的趋势，潘多拉的盒子已经打开，你已经无法阻止了。Good afternoon. Welcome back to the Chinese show on CJSF 90.1 FM, Burlaby. And now it's our time to showcase some of the albums by Canadian musician. First, I'll bring you Zoe Aaron Stokes. And the piece is called Always on My Mind.And the song is from the album titled Where I Go, which was released in February 2018. 陈朋友，欢迎您接着收听 CJSF 90.1 FM 电台的 The Chinese Show 的音乐节目部分。现在呢，又到了我们为您推荐加拿大音乐人最新发行的音乐专辑节目欣赏时间。首先要带给大家的是来自 Rose Erin Stokes 演唱的一首歌曲，名字叫做 Always on My Mind， 希望您喜欢。You're always on my mind. Netflix is a song by Luke Edwards, and it's called I Still Have Something, which is from the album titled Jenner Bender, released in February 2018. 接下来请大家欣赏来自 Nicole Edwards 演唱的歌曲，名字叫做 I Still Have Something。
Your knees and you lose your face.
Could you accept yourself?
They say you lose your job and you lose your art and you lose your strength.
Could you accept yourself?
We are so much more than our bodies. We are so much more than what we do.If I cannot be a productive member of society, I still am
performed by Jiang Martin, and it's called Over and Over, which is from the album titled Seas of Dawn, released in December 2017. 接下来我要向大家推荐的一首歌曲是由加拿大音乐人 Jonathan Martin 作曲作词并表演的一首歌曲，名字叫做 Over and Over， 希望你喜欢。
Early morning sun.
Sasang called 归来吧苏年多 which means come back, Sunena, and its vocal by 蔡琴 Aplex is a song by Andy New, and it's called 不要带他走 which means don't take him away.听众朋友，刚才您欣赏这首歌曲呢，是由蔡琴演唱的《归来吧，苏年多》。接下来要推荐给大家的是来自刘德华演唱的歌曲《不要带他走》。Today's music section of the trend show, and it's a song called 蜗牛与黄鹂鸟 which means snail and the yellow bird. And Hershey wish everyone a happy weekend.